Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Keith Realty.
Yep.
And we are back for another day full of news and information.
Yes.
Is our camera like a little blurry?
Yeah,
on
I don't
Facebook?
Know why. I think I'm going
to. There, it got clear.
Yeah,
it keeps you must just be that. Moving too fast. It's like, can't
I don't
keep
know
up
what it
this.
Is. I'm going to see if I have it.
All right. So, we got all kinds of news stories. We have some questions, some highlighted listings, and a couple quotes for you today.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm turning off the...
Ethan's still working on our Facebook picture.
There we go.
He's concerned we're not ready
there
for the
we
TV
go.
Yet.
There
All
we
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'll start with the first news story since Ethan's trying to get us going here. For those of you who watched, I watched a little bit of it, not the whole thing, but the Colts started out this weekend against the team they were supposed to beat, and they lost.
Yep,
they did. It wasn't really how we was hoping our Indianapolis Colts would play the season.
No. I want to know, how do you feel about Phillip Rivers now?
I still think he's going to be good, but he was not looking too good when he was under pressure.
Yeah.
It's not a good sign.
I'm telling you what, I don't think it was a great move. I've said it all along, and I'll say it again. I don't think Phillip Rivers is going to take us anywhere, unfortunately.
Well, if the Colts would have just asked you beforehand.
I know. I tried emailing them, but that didn't go through.
So do you think they should have went for Brady instead?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Did you see what happened?
So he didn't win. I didn't actually watch the game, though. Did you watch that one?
Just a little bit of it. And he didn't look terrible, but he didn't look good either. So I don't know. I'm going to have to work on another connection.
Why don't you just stick it out there?
What's your next story?
That was it. I just saw the Colts lost. And yeah, what if you just stick it out there?
Clear back there.
Sorry, guys. We're experiencing it. There you go.
There we go.
Hopefully that helps.
All right. You're like all cut off. I'll scoot over.
Yeah, it's okay.
Now we got that cord in the way.
It's okay.
It bugs me.
Well, I'm glad you guys joined us so you can watch us rearrange our desks.
There we go. Now, so you want to talk about Tom Brady and his...
That was all. I just saw that he lost. I thought we should highlight that.
And remember, we brought up earlier in the year about who's going to do better, New England or the Buccaneers, because Brady's gone and Belichick stayed when New England won their first game.
They did.
But it was against Miami, so does that really count? Or
well,
is it like...
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think it does. Yeah. And they got Cam Newton. I mean, wow.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd say wow on that as much as I would say Miami's quarterback threw 3 interceptions. That was the wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to win when you throw 3 interceptions.
Right? Well, I don't know. We could ask Phillip Rivers.
He only threw 2. Well, he was a lot better.
No, he threw 3 technically, but the 1 didn't count. So, I guess...
So,
I guess it's 2, but I would really call it 3. He got lucky on the third one.
In case anyone knows Phillip Rivers, I would really like to have him on because Ethan is not a fan, and I'd kind of like to talk to him about his expectations
for this
year.
I'm a fan of the
year.
Man, but so, not of the player.
So we can...
yeah.
We'll see as the year goes on. Ethan may change. He may be
Maybe.
A Phillip Rivers
we'll
fan
see.
Before it's over.
We'll see.
Okay.
You should probably get on to real estate.
I'd say.
If you are live with us, you can comment on Instagram or Facebook. And we will answer your question live as long as we know the answer. If we don't know the answer, we'll just ignore it and pretend we didn't see it.
But you said we'd answer anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, you gonna ask the first one or am I?
You can.
Okay, what should I do if my real estate agent won't write up an offer for the amount I want to offer? Wow, who'd you do that to anyway? Okay, so if you're working with a real estate agent who will not do what you want them to, you're working with the wrong agent. But if you're working with a real estate agent and they're trying to explain to you why you should not do something and you will not listen, maybe the agent's working with the wrong client. So, go both ways. Technically, you as the client are in charge, but there could be reasons why your agent is saying not to do something specific. Mm-hmm. So, I would say if your agent's not listening, you probably need to work with someone else. Mm-hmm. But consider the fact that you need to take advice from a real estate agent who knows what they're doing also. So,
yeah,
it can go both ways, but it's like we've talked about, whoever you're working with should be someone that you have confidence in, that they're trying to look out for your own good. Mm-hmm. And if they're doing that, you should not have an issue of them not wanting to write up an offer on a property that you want. You should be able to work together well enough to get that figured out. So, yeah. If it's someone outside of Keith Realty, maybe that you've got a bad agent. Mm-hmm. If it's inside Keith Realty, maybe that we're having a bad day. No, just joking. Work with someone you're confident with who is trying to help you accomplish your goals.
Yes.
What do you think? You got anything else to go with that?
Yeah. Nope. I think that's, if you're not cooperating with your realtor, then find a new one, and it might be better for both of you. Maybe the realtor's just getting sick of you and is like, hey, I'm done writing up these offers. I have no idea.
Yep.
So move on. Okay. All right. I'll move on to the next question. Next question. Let's see. What are some top qualities I should look for when finding a realtor in a new city? I should have thought about that a little bit ahead of time. Top qualities, and I'll let you chime in on this. I would say somebody that you feel like understands your goals, like we just talked about in the previous question. Find somebody who is you work well with, and that you're not hitting heads with every time you try to do something. Make sure you find a real estate agent you trust, you work well with, and you trust them. They're honest. And also find a real estate agent that knows the market. Don't get somebody that does not know the market. And I'll think about that as far as how you would know whether they know the market or not. You got some extra
Yes, tips. Integrity. Mm-hmm. If you are moving somewhere new, find a real estate agent that has some integrity. Do not look for someone who, or do not work with someone, I should say, who seems shady or crooked or like they're not doing everything the way they should. Mm-hmm. If you have doubts, move on. Don't get stuck in a bad situation, mm-hmm. for sure. But yes, and go along with all the rest of the things Ethan said. It's just like anything else you do. You want someone who you feel like is working for you, not against you, and mm-hmm. is going about doing things the way they should.
Yep.
Not trying to cut corners or do things that you do not want them to do.
Yeah.
So.
One of the first things I would do too, if I was moving to a new city, is one, hopefully you know somebody there that could maybe recommend a real estate agent they know. If not, I would look up reviews online. lots of sites have reviews online. You've got places like Google and Facebook and even Zillow, places like that that have reviews of real estate agents, and I would read those reviews. And normally what I like to do is actually skip the good reviews and go straight to the bad reviews. If you have a real estate agent that has some bad reviews, that is not a good sign, and you should read them and see if there's anything consistent you should not work with.
It's true.
All right.
Okay, what are some tips you have when looking for a house we can flip? Have the cash. We've worked with a lot of people who've tried to buy flip homes and are trying to borrow money. That does not work very well. You really need cash. Not that it can't be done without cash, but it makes it a whole lot better if you have cash to invest in a flip property. Mm-hmm. The other thing is make sure you have the people lined up to do the work before you invest the money, because a lot of contractors are booked out months right now. So if you buy a flip and you want to sell it before winter, it could be difficult if you don't have anyone lined up to do the work before you buy it. So have the cash, have a contractor lined up, and then make sure you get an inspection so you don't have any major issues that you're missing. Because it's easy to have issues that you do not see when you walk through the home.
Yeah.
So that would be my top things. What about
you? Yeah, home inspections are great. But make sure you're getting somebody who actually does a thorough job and doesn't just say, yeah, it looks like a house. You want somebody who's going to do a very detailed job, but also another thing is rely on a real estate agent to help you know if you flip this house, it could be worth, you know, this much. Get somebody who knows the market and can help you in the right areas. You know, maybe you should go, you know, if there's a house in a certain neighborhood, the realtor should be able to tell you, you know, houses in this neighborhood go for X amount of dollars, and kind of give you a game plan before you even buy the house. So I would listen to somebody who knows the market. Unless you feel like you're a professional in the market, then maybe you can just listen to yourself. Then why are you asking this question?
Okay, on to the next one.
Next question. Do you think the real estate market will keep going up?
Oh, there you go.
Yes, I do, but I'm going to say something controversial here. I think it matters who gets elected. If a certain unnamed person who has not been in office yet gets elected, things might not go so well, keep going as well as they are. But if we keep a certain unnamed person in office, things might go just as good, if not better. So that's just my opinion.
Is that why people ask us these questions, for our opinions?
Yes, or, I think it's for our opinions.
Will the real estate market keep going up? I'm going to answer that too, because I like that question. I agree with the yes, I think it will. But when things go up, there always is a coming back down.
Yes.
So sooner or later, it will come back down. But at this time, we are looking very positive towards the continuing to rise side. I agree with that for sure. Okay, next question. I'm not going to get into that like that. How much is land going for in Owen County? Quite a bit. It all depends. It depends on, is it farm ground, like where you can till it, tillable land? Is it woods that you can timber? Is it flat ground that you can put a housing addition on? Is it country land where there's no way you can get city water or sewer out there? Is it hills and hollers to where you can't do anything but put your goats on it? There's a lot of variables in there, but land goes for a decent price if it's tillable or halfway flat ground that you can get logged and do something with. So that is something. If you have a piece of land and you're wondering if you should sell or not, now is a good time to sell land that's decent. So get with us and we will be glad to discuss that with you. But you can get a large range. It depends on what part of Owen County you're in. There's some parts I know some areas that's selling farmable acreage for between $8,000 and $10,000 an acre. That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And then I know some that sells for $1,500 because you can't do anything with it. Mm-hmm. But it's not at all uncommon to be between the $2,000 to $5,000 an acre range, depending on what it is. Mm-hmm. Obviously, up close to $10,000 is premium, and down around $1,500 is like you can't do much with it. So
yeah,
that gives you kind of a range. What do you think about that question?
Nope, I agree with that. And then if you have a lot in just like a lot and in a I about said a room addition, a housing addition, or a in town or something like that, then that kind of it's on its own playing field. Normally those go for a lot more than what they would go for if they were just outside of the city and just regular acreage. So yeah, you can get 10, 30, 40,000 depending on where you're at. Bloomington, I think I saw some lots that were like 60,000, 70,000 and some. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on what your neighborhood is and all that. But yeah, subdivision lots go for a lot more per acre if mm-hmm. you're looking at it that way.
Yep, that's for sure. Okay, is that the last of our questions we got on the list today?
I think so.
All right, so we're going to move on to our highlighted listings.
Mm. We are running behind today.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Okay, you going to share the lot we have for sale first? Or?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So you guys don't get a picture of this because...
it's a lot.
Yeah, because it's just a lot. But we have a one lot left in Mobley, on Mobley Drive in Spencer. This lot is, let's see, we sold them 3 or 4 previously this year, and this is the only one left for sale. It's 26,500, and it's about 4.24 acres. It's got some pasture land and woods, kind of a mix. And it does have some restrictions. It's part of a little subdivision, but you're looking at a little bit over 4 acres there for 26,500. Doesn't have utilities. You'd have to put in utilities, well, septic, but I think electricity's up the road and that kind of stuff. So let us know if you're interested in taking a look at that.
Okay. Next we have a listing on Johnson Road. It's 613 Johnson Road. Have you got this one?
I got this one.
All right, looky there. It's technically a one bedroom, a one office with one bath. It's 1,023 square feet. It's listed at $79,900 right now. And it's just a good little starter home for anybody who's wanting to get started with their own piece of property. It's on 0.88 of an acre, so just under an acre. And it's in ground, so three sides are under the ground, and then the front faces the main road there, Johnson Road. And if you know of anyone who's wanting to get started with a little nice little home to start with, let us know. That's listed at $79,900.
Yeah.
Okay. And we got a new listing coming up, right?
Oh, yes. Yep. You sure do. We have a listing coming up for 149 or 139?
I don't remember.
Somewhere in there. It's coming up. That's why we don't have the details on it yet. But we have a listing coming up, a three bedroom in Spencer on Washington Street next to the elementary school. So
yep. So if you know anybody looking for a nice little three bedroom in Spencer, let us know. We will get more information on that probably next week.
Yes. We should have had Teresa like bring in a paper while we were doing
that's
this.
That's right.
This just in.
Yeah, there you go. Or you can check our website this week. Maybe we'll have it on before.
Or Facebook.
Or Facebook.
Instagram. Yeah.
Okay, something.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So that's our highlighted listings for the day. And we're ready for our ending quotes. Do you have anything else you want to share?
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay, what's your ending quote for the day?
My ending quote is, "Mistakes are the portals of discovery," by James Joyce.
There you go.
So.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Mine is, "Strive not to be a success, but rather to be of value." Albert Einstein.
There you go.
So, thanks everyone for joining us today. We will see you again next week.
Yep.
And send us over your questions.
That's right. See you.
guys. Have a good week.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.